My name is Bo Jarvis, and I play multiple instruments. I think I started in church playing clave because I wanted to be a drummer, and this is like 2 years old. My dad and mom are musicians, and my dad always played piano, and so I gravitated towards that eventually. And there were those wonderful evenings at the piano, you know, bawling because I had to practice and hated it. But my parents said, you got to learn the notes before you can play drums. And I still haven't had a drum set to this day. But I did learn how to play drums after a while, and I guess what that means is I really like rhythm. And fortunately, piano is a rhythm section instrument. There's hammers and so forth in that thing, so you can use it as a rhythmic instrument as well as, you know, other uses, more beautiful maybe. Most of the music expression that I've done has been without lyrics, without vocals, which is a real interesting, there's a kind of divisive line there, you know. Lyrics, if done right, are some of the greatest things ever, but then there's also that aspect of music that is so great because it doesn't say anything specific, you know. It might hint at things. I mean, we all have sort of an accepted language, at least in the West, of, you know, dark keys, minors are kind of accepted, especially after Spinal Tap, as being, you know, unhappy or sad. D minor is the saddest of all keys and so forth. So there's this tradition of expression through music without lyrics that we all sort of get, but at the same time, it's not set in stone, so it can be something else. And I think that's the ambiguity and the openness of music is really, really where it's at for me. So I guess in some ways you could say absolute music is kind of where I'm coming from.